Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Graziella. See, I'm going to say that. My wife's Italian, so she'd be listening. She'd have to hit me. It could be Graziella Hall. And we're talking with Julie Gray Owens. And Julie Gray Owens is literally, and take this as honestly as I mean, the queens of the transgender community in New York.
I was thinking more Duchess, but that's okay.
Okay, no, okay, just the Duchess. But no, you've worked so hard, and you really are, and this is what helps so many people. And that's another thing I'm going to. Half the people who you're helping don't even know you're the one who helped them, which is fine. You're not looking for that.
Nope.
You're doing it because you know it's the right thing.
Right.
And somebody's going to be, well, for the next generation who really cares, you know somebody was out there in front doing the work. And what you're doing with Albany, and we do have, fortunately, a more progressive Senate now in the state of New York. So you do have to jump, you know, while we have the time. But it's a shame that when you refer to progressive in many places, there's a stigma, whereas progressive is just humanistic. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. Progressive is not, we're trying to give junk away. Progressive is you have the right, and we just want to give, you're a human being, you're the right to food, you're like the licenses, you're allowed to drive. Why shouldn't you be able to drive and make, you know, anyway. So that's what you're doing. And,
yes.
And we're just giving people their right, nothing more. And sometimes, and I'm not going to get into politics, when I hear some of these other people, it's like, they have children in this category. Not everybody in the other side of this world that I'm referring to doesn't have a transgender, a gay, a lesbian, bisexual, mm-hmm. or somebody in their life. And yet, how could you turn around and say, you turn on your, and some do. They turn on their kids and that's the end of it. So Albany's been successful.
Yes.
Now, could we just talk a little bit in reference to stuff on Long Island? What's going on? I know actually this is my, I'm going to Long Beach.
Yes.
On Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to Long Beach on Sunday.
Yes. The Pride Parade in Long Beach.
Right. I really haven't decided who. I might be with the JCC. I could be with the Nassau County Dems. I haven't really decided who I'm walking with yet.
Right.
Because everybody has little groups going, which is cool. But, you're the major person for the transgender community.
Yeah. What's interesting is that, of course, there's the big Pride celebration this weekend. But we also had a march back on what I like to call it Long Island mainland Sayville, the first weekend in June.
Oh, okay.
We used to use that weekend for a march and rally in Nassau County when we were fighting for our rights. But everybody was like, we're not having a march this year. And I'm like, no, we don't need a march this year. We got our rights. So so anyway, the Transgender Resource Center of Long Island put together a what they call an equality march.
Is there a phone number for that? Email or something?
I can get it for you.
Yeah, because I'd like to put that on the end next week. That, you know, for people who, you know, want to have a question asked.
Absolutely.
A number to call.
So they actually did one last year, their first one, and they moved it to the weekend that we would normally have our equality march. So they marched, and they asked me to be Grand Marshal, which was very, very nice.
Oh, I see that. Yes.
Yeah, so we had that, and it was nice to have something back on what I like to call mainland island, you know, instead of Long Beach. And it helps people who are in Suffolk County and that don't want to make the trip all the way out to Long Beach, because that's a bit of a haul for some of us
Long
out
Beach
here.
Is, you know, yeah. I haven't been to Long Beach in a couple of years, but it's a haul, and then
haul.
I'm sure parking is going to be a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because when we have gone there, it's a nightmare, and that's just on a sunny Sunday.
Right. And Sayville did a wonderful job this year. I mean, they were out passing out bottles of water, and all the store shop owners were out front, you know, waving and stuff. And next year, my understanding is they're going to actually shut down Main Street. But it takes, you know, a while to have the
Am I right?
Sayville
is a very gay-friendly community?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes, well, that's where the ferries run over to Fire Island.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, oh, yes. Okay. Cherry Grove and...
No, I've been to Fire Island. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's...
I was there twice, but I didn't realize I left from Sayville.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I just want to give the number for the Transgender Resource Center, which is 631 301-306-4872. That's 631-306-4872. And the importance of that number is, as you can hear, talking to Julie, this is not something like she's like, oh, what am I going to do? This is an advocate with love and honesty and compassion for anybody who has an issue. So, you know, make a phone call if you need to. That's the way to get it going. You have to start, and it's a private phone call. Nobody knows you're calling.
Right, right.
They ask you some questions, and you'll take
Well, they're
it from
real
there.
Good people there, and they're doing a lot for young people. They do all kinds of events and things, and it's really good socially for, especially for the young people.
Right, right, right.
We do a lot of, I do a lot of work with schools and things, and it's amazing how many kids are coming out now. And they're not even coming out as trans. They're coming out as what's called non-binary. Which okay. means, you know, like, for example, I'm binary. You know, I hope when you see me, you know, you think of me as a woman. You know,
right.
So binary being either male or female.
Right.
But non-binary kids are, don't put me in a box. I may have, you know, I may be a mixture. I may be something else completely, you know, that type of thing. But it's also called gender nonconforming. I don't particularly care for that term.
Okay.
But non-binary to me is what really everyone pretty much understands it. Sometimes you'll hear people talk about gender fluid or gender queer.
Right, right. Okay.
But again, non-binary for me is where it's at, because it's just basically saying don't put me in this box. Don't
right,
put
well,
me
that,
in this
that's
box.
Cool.
I'm just kind of in the middle
right,
here. 100%.
You know, exactly. And you look at it that way. Because again, now, I'm not asking your age. I'm 66. So growing up, you had
1953, right?
Yeah, no. I'm 52.
Oh, okay, 52. So okay,
because no, I know. I mean, I was born in 50.
No, so. I know. I know what you meant, though. I said 53 because I'm 66 also, and I was born in 53.
Okay, so that means I'm going to be 67. Oh, whatever.
I just had my birthday. That's the only reason
okay,
I know it.
Okay, So, yeah, I'm going to be 67. I can't even do math. I'm embarrassed. But my point is, growing up, these are the kind of things, and you know it too. I mean, the poor kid was ostracized. Mm. If he was, you're saying non-binary would be it. It's like, he seems weird. She
right.
seems weird.
Right.
Now, I was weird. So I was the president of the teen club when I was, so I was all inclusive. It never bothered me what anybody was. In fact, one of my very good friends, and I didn't even know he was, that's when I went to Fire Island.
Mm.
We went over one weekend with my wife. We had just gotten married. And he said, why don't you come to the Fire Island? And I'm pretty stupid. I'm all accepting and pretty stupid. So we went over there. And the reason he took us over there was to tell me he was gay.
Hmm.
And did I defect us? He said, you didn't know? And I really didn't.
Hmm.
So I said, no, what do I care? We're friends. And that was the end of it.
Right.
And what happened is he had a house with three or four men, all friends.
Mm-hmm.
But he had told them, none of them, to come that weekend.
Hmm.
And one of them showed up. And that's what forced him to tell us quicker than his plan.
Right.
Okay. And I said, I thought we were just coming for a weekend.
Right.
Whatever, his name was Joey, but unfortunately he died of AIDS and everything else. But I mean, the point was, that's what people went through. He was afraid to tell me and my wife, and we were both very good friends with him.
Yeah.
I really didn't know. I'm clueless. Because I wasn't looking at him from, what are you doing?
My story's similar in the respect that I had a very successful life as a man.
Okay.
I've got an engineering degree and MBA. I was co-captain of my football team in high school. So, you know, I don't have a lot of what's called gender dysphoria, which is this, you know, feeling of stress of you know, not when you look at your body, not feeling connected to
right,
it, basically.
Right, okay.
I've looked at my body and I always like it. You know, it's like, hey, not bad, you know.
Right. I'm hot, baby.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But a lot of people didn't know. I have some college friends that still don't know to this day because I'm just not sure whether I even want to go through the trouble.
Right. I get you.
You
right.
know, if it's, you know, my family's been very supportive. A lot of my close friends are community members, so it really doesn't matter. So,
right,
you know,
right.
things have just worked their way out. But I've been very lucky. I have a wonderful wife, my second wife.
Right, I know that. I met her.
And is amazingly supportive. She is a straight, cisgender, heterosexual woman.
You were both at Lisa Tyson's event.
Yes.
That's where you
yes.
were. Okay.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I've seen the both
yes.
of you recently. I can't
yes.
remember where. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you know, we're doing okay here online.
Right. Well, that's the point of it. You don't have to fight to have somebody accept you. You know, and if you don't think that person would, screw them. There's enough people in the world that, you know. And
yeah,
community
but,
is important, I
yeah.
think.
Well, the community is very important.
If you lose the family, your community, and I've learned that, is this person who did die, who was a friend of mine.
Right.
His father, like, they had no use for him whatsoever when they found out. It's like, come on. So his community was there.
Right.
100% behind them.
And thank God for that.
100%.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You need friends one way or the other. You
right,
need family.
Exactly.
You'd love to have family and friends.
Right.
Sometimes friends are what you have, and that's going to have to be
that's
good
fine
enough.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so sad, though, that you cannot rely and get the support of your family. You know, growing up and all of that, it's just what's important.
I'm agreeing.
You know, it's terrible.
Well, you know, also the thing is, especially for those of us who were, you know, born in the 50s, raised in the 1960s, you know, we come with a certain degree of baggage just because we were born during that period of time. And things have changed a lot since that time. I was always worried, like, for example, my parents didn't know. And my father actually lived with us his last year of his life. And I was always worried that, you know, he'd be going to the bathroom one night while I'd be coming up the stairs, you know, in full Julie mode here and be like, hi, Dad, you know. And it didn't happen. And I went through a little period of time where, geez, you know, maybe I should have told him. But I found that when I talked to other trans people who had come out to their parents had so much guilt. About the fact
what
that
have I done?
What have I done to make you like this?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That I was like, you know what? He knows now, and he didn't have to go through any guilt because there's no reason for him to have any guilt. This is not something
right.
that he had any impact on.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, as I say to a lot of the people when I give my presentations, I don't know why birds fly south, but I know inside of them something says, hey, head south, it's time. And I knew for me. You know, I didn't understand why, but inside of me it was like, you need to do this. This is who you really need to be. And it wasn't a situation where I needed to do it to attract men because I'm attracted to women.
Right.
You know, that didn't make any sense at all. It was really more about me and how I feel about myself.
Right.
And when I present, I'm proud of who I am, you know, and that's how I am.
That's amazing. And it's perfect timing because we have to end. This is amazing. I swear it went so fast. But this was wonderful. Julie, I want to thank you so much for coming on this.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we have the number, which is 516-631-306-4872. Call 311 if you need that number because it's a resource and nobody should be without help because it's there for everybody. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.